Merry Christmas, everybody! It's Christmas Day, and this is a little Christmas nugget. If you're a patron, you'll be watching it, hopefully. I mean, there's a 80% chance that technically it goes badly and everything drops
Why
out.
Why you got negative Nelly rears his head again? Again?
I think because I'm just used to it going wrong.
Yeah, well, I'm pointing at things of note in my background that you can't see, but the listener can. Do you want me to talk you through it?
Yeah, please. I can't see you.
I know you can't see me.
We are remote.
I've got a light box that hasn't got any batteries in it that just says podcast with a frowny face.
Nice.
Yeah.
Hold on. I've just realised I've not seen the studio, so don't spoiler alert me. It's only been done for a year.
Watch this then.
Oh, yeah. Good point.
Merry Christmas, Ash.
Merry Christmas. Have we got each other gifts? If you look down to your left, you should see little pile that Santa...
Hang on.
Santa has dropped...
I've got it. Shall I open it? Oh, yeah. So it's a roll of scrim tape. Thanks, mate.
Yeah, I knew you'd add some big scrimming.
That'll be good for mudding up the joints when I actually get round to finishing my house. Thanks.
Really, no props.
And if you look down to your right, no, a bit further, that's it there. There's a present from me.
An iPhone?
Yeah, an iPhone. A new iPhone, because I know you've been having problems with your iPhone.
And you've made it look exactly like my iPhone.
Well, back in the day, we had earphones.
To be able to hear it.
You put it to your ear.
Yeah.
Now you put it to your eye. I can't see anything. What have you been up to today? Have you opened your presents this morning from your family, your lovely family that you love?
Well, I told you, haven't I, that, I mean, I know you sort of don't like the festivities of Christmas, but I think you're coming round to it now that you're...
No, hang on. I don't like sanctioned fun. If I enjoy Christmas, I will enjoy Christmas how I want to enjoy it. That whole, oh, you've got to do this, you've got to do that. I ain't got to do shit, bruv.
I totally agree with that.
Yeah, I ain't got to
totally
do shit.
Totally agree.
Yeah.
But also, I do want to say, from an outsider's point of view, that some of your Christmases that I've known you for like 11, 12 Christmases now.
Yeah.
Some of those Christmases were, I'm going to say, artificially spoiled.
No, I tell you what it was. I was raising my young children, and
your younglings.
I really, 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 really was hand to mouth. Because we'd just, you know,
I've seen that. I don't watch it anymore, but I have seen that.
Yeah.
It's just disgusting.
I would say to her, let's not spend one penny on each other, and let's just spend it all on the children, which we did.
Yeah, I hate that.
Yeah, but then, like, you know, like, women... Oh, no, sorry, I'm not allowed to say that. Some people let's not do presents this year. And then the day comes around and they've got you, like, quite an elaborate gift. And you go...
Yeah, or something from a petrol station.
Well, that's the thing. So I'd go, we said that... And you go, we said we weren't going to do presents this year. And you go, oh, yeah, but, you know, it's nice to have something to open.
Yeah, you can't
as
trust
they
them.
Say
you
that
can't trust them.
As they say this, that's sitting there with nothing to open. But,
yeah. We're going away.
Yeah, I know you are.
And so my wife was like, well, let's not get each other anything. Let's just have going away as a
I'm going to fucking... You're going to say, let's just go away. And while we're away for Christmas, let me tag you up the wrong'un.
That wouldn't be Christmas, would it? That
wouldn't be Christmas without a tagging her up the wrong'un.
Unless it's a Wednesday. It's every Wednesday, isn't it?
Yeah, Wednesday. That's very Essex. I've noticed that the similarities of East Anglia and Essex and Norfolk. I think Norfolk people say Wednesday as well.
Wednesday. What do I say? Wednesday.
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 Not Wednesday.
Yeah, what do you say?
Well, I suppose it's Wednesday, isn't it? Or Christmas Day.
Wednesday.
You wouldn't say Christmas Day. But I've noticed that
Christmas
Day. Yeah, Norfolk's slipping back in. I'm getting a bit of a Norwich twang on some of my words, which I
had.
Yeah,
you were telling me you were logging onto a computer a minute ago.
My computer ain't working, is it? Fucking hell. That's doing my head in, Ash, I tell you what. Ollust is. That's Ollust doing my head in. Ollust. Always. Ollust doing my head in, that is. I've got some news. It's not good.
Oh, yes, please.
No.
Christmas, a little bit of Christmas spirit sprinkled on.
Bad,
go on.
Bad Christmas news, I'm afraid, dear listener.
Okay, what we got?
Well, I used to be a super fan of The Little Tree, formerly, aka, also known as artist, formerly known as Magic Tree.
For the car.
The car air fresheners. And I've always been a fan of the new car scent Little Tree. It's a blue one, and it smells
can
like a
brand. Can I ask why they're called Little Trees and not Magic Trees anymore? Have they changed their name? Or
they've
always
changed their name
trees?
Because that people in America... I'm going to make this up. People in America were trying to sue them because they weren't actually magic. You don't have to call things magic anymore, apparently, because they're not magic.
That's fair.
Yeah, you know, like it's like fair. They're like, oh, you can't call it that anymore, you know? Like... Oh, my God.
Magic Johnson.
Magic Johnson. Yeah, he wasn't actually magic. Well, he is magic, actually, because he got AIDS when it was deadly and he's still alive. He's
cured himself.
He's cured himself.
How did that happen?
I think he didn't have AIDS, and that was a psyop.
Is it Christ?
That was a psyop.
Did Christ do it?
Yeah, it might have. Can you hear the wind? It's really windy here. And I mean, it's really windy here on Christmas Day, and I'm in the loft. So I bought the new scent Magic Tree for my new car. Got to say, this is good news. Do you want the good news first?
I'll just have the good news, please. Yeah.
The good news is I love my new car.
Oh,
on
yeah, the Skoda.
Par with the Saab. I
wow.
won't say how much I did
you love
spend.
Love that Saab.
Mate, I won't say this is only a 1.6 diesel, but I drove it to a gig last night, first gig I went to last week. The first gig I went to and I got 69.
This is Christmas morning,
I
remember,
know.
Justin.
The, last week I went to the 69 to the gallon I got. Driving it like an old lady. That's good, isn't it? Do you think?
69 to the gallon.
69? That's a bit of a mouthful. Unless you've got a small penis or you're straight and licking a vagina. But either way, it's sex, isn't it? So 69 to the gallon, my favourite number. It's 69 to the gallon. And it's
gallon?
Gallon. And it's got cruise control.
Oh,
it's
I like a bit
got
of cruise control. You could just
everything.
You could set it on cruise control, just clamber in the back and have a snooze.
Yeah, exactly. Like an anchorman. I would say, I won't say how much it did cost, but it feels everything's
why?
Tight.
What are you scared of?
Brand new. It feels like it's worth three times more than I paid for it, and I've done the math exactly that. I'm very, very, very happy with the car. It's immaculate. It's got half leather and suede. Lovely motor. Lovely motor car. So I bought
and
the
that
new...
I just want to surprise you. I know you think you bought that car.
Oh,
but after this recording,
yeah, you're gonna pay off my credit card, which I had to put on the credit card.
I bought that car. I
okay, that's
for you.
So
that's a gift for you.
Thanks, man. Thank you, because I do like it.
Welks, bruv.
So I went out and bought my patented favourite, my staple new car scent Little Tree. I love Little Trees, Lucas and Little Trees. I reckon, without exaggeration, I've probably had 30 of them in my life. I just love them.
Yeah.
I love them.
Without exaggeration, now, that's a rubbish stat, isn't it? Maybe
well,
do it with a bit
proves
of exaggeration.
I wasn't exaggerating, didn't it?
No, I know. But it's just like if you say to me, what's your favourite film? And I say Back to the Future, and you say, really, how many times you've seen it? And I go, well, probably 10.
Yeah, well, my favourite film I've probably watched three times because I'm not.
Yeah, exactly.
Not
that's
redacted.
What I mean. Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm not on the spectrum.
What I'm saying is.
Spectrum people
could you
watch
maybe,
things over and over again.
Could you maybe do a bit of.
I've had hundreds. Hundreds of Little Trees, new car scent.
How many.
It was a pound. It was a pound. I got it from the Poundland. Right. So anyway, I put it in the car and I've gone, opened it. Mate, I don't fuck around with a Little Tree. I know exactly how it works. It's shaped like a tree for a reason. You just have the tip, Ash. You won't even feel it. Just the tip. Then after about a week, you just pull it down to the next notch of the tree. Then you pull it out of the bag.
Oh, really? You're not whipping it all out?
Oh, my God, you fucking amateur. So anyway, and it's a good job I didn't do that, if you hear where this anecdote's going. So I've put it in the car yesterday and gone, oh, that smells fucking great. I mean, it's a new car smell anyway. And it's been valeted up to the bollocks. And then I've put the new car scent in. I've drove to the gig and I'm at the gig and I've got a dry throat. It was an hour drive. I've got a dry throat. Girlfriend's come with me. She goes, I've got a dry throat. I says, I've got a dry throat. Driving back from the gig, my eyes are stinging.
Driving.
My eyes, I'm going,
What was the onion smell?
I said, I don't want to say this because you know how much of a Little Tree fan I am. Big fan of the Little Tree. I mean,
where do you hang it? Where are you hanging it?
Rear view mirror, like a man. I go, that really struck. They've either changed the recipe or I've got a dud. I've woke up this morning. My lips.
You're from Poundland.
My lips are burning with new car scent, and the end of my tongue, the skin's come off the end of my tongue. Why is this funny to you? Do you see what I have to put up with? I'm sparing myself. I can phone
it now. I've never heard you. Such a wuss. You've been injured by a new car scent magic tree.
If you weren't going to Disney on Ice last week, wuss, I would have got you in my car, wuss.
Yeah, I've already been. That was on
you
Saturday.
You would have been without a handle, you pansy. So
I want 2023 to be the last year that I'm called a fucking pansy.
Well,
by a stranger.
Man up then. Did he start eating meat?
What did he say? Why did
get
he? Oh, I could.
I tell you what.
It was a massive ladder.
I can do a trip next ender on my own, mate. I was son of a flat roofer. I've been flat roofing.
But what was it he said? Why did he call me a fucking pansy? I can't remember.
You couldn't get off your
little
roof bars on your own.
Oh, I didn't want to do it. It's too long and big. I'm scared.
He said, do you need a hand with that? I said, oh, yes, please. He went, oh, you fucking pansy.
You went in and said, can you come out and help me? And he got out and went, that ain't a big ladder, you pansy. I even remember the
animal. Oh, that is right.
Yeah, I know
that
what
is right. That's not a big
me,
ladder, you fucking
sank.
Pansy.
Everyone warned me about you and vegans.
I think a triple extender ladder is a big ladder. I am intimidated by a big ladder. I don't mind saying that. I think a big ladder is quite a scary thing.
A triple extender. Can I tell you? All right. And bees is Christmas. It's a time for reflection and maybe owning up to some things. Yeah. You and the listener will know I'm a big fan of Norwich. Have you gone? Yeah. All right. Don't leave.
No. I was just listening.
Yeah. Well,
I know it confuses you, but sometimes I listen.
The thing what you don't get about conversations is you talk when I'm talking, and when I leave a gap, you go quiet.
I do not talk when you're talking.
Can you hear the siren? Oh.
Oh, I was talking.
Right. There's. Did you see there's big conspiracies about this dead woman in Norwich?
Oh, I'd like to hear them.
Well,
because it's Christmas Day.
Yeah,
I think
Christmas
we should.
Christmas Day conspiracy. Some people, and I don't know who some people
could
are.
Could you make it a bit more crisp? Can you? I want to hear it, but could you please Christmas it up a little bit?
Someone murdered that ho, 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 and threw it in the river.
No.
Listen to the sirens.
Someone slayed her as well.
But they're thinking it might be a murder that done the other woman up north. It's the exact same.
Oh, right? What?
The up north woman. There was a woman up north that went missing in the river. Do you remember? It's exactly the same.
Yeah. I thought she fell in.
Well, yeah, that's what they're saying. They're saying it's the exact same press release. This is the weird thing they've said. We are not looking for a third party. So, who's the other one? Like, she's one party. The two parties.
A third party. Would you say a second party?
I'd just say anyone else. Weird, isn't it? But the third party, does that just mean, like, third party? Like, third party, like, insurance means that? Then I always thought that. Well, if there's an accident with two of you, he's got... That doesn't count. It's got to be a third person.
That's a very good point. I don't know what third party means. I've never considered it. Third party does just mean someone else. But who's the second party?
Yeah, the
me.
Jesus, our Lord. Our Lord and Saviour Christ witnesses everything.
He is always there.
Omnipresent.
You're right.
And omnipotent.
You've nailed it.
Are going, didn't make sense that she was running. She was running. She went to the cathedral grounds. Then there was a half hour gap. In all the CCTV, so they're saying that she met someone there. Then they're saying,
but
Epstein
they must have met there because they knew there was no.
Well, I don't
cameras.
Know. And the other thing I read, and I read this today because I thought I'd do. Last week I thought I'd do a bit of research for Christmas because I'm, pre-planning. Is when I read the report of how they found her, they said they marked her body in the river with an orange boy. And then...
A Loompa Loompa.
Yeah. No, what's his name? What's Donald Trump's son's name? I don't know. That didn't make sense. I didn't know his name. Yeah, Trump's got a famous son, hasn't he? Can't remember his name. Yeah. Orange boy. And then they pulled the body out of the river in a black bag. And I'm thinking, did they put her in a black bag? Yeah, did they bag her up or was she in a bag? But if she was in a bag, then that's murder. Right. But anyway...
I think they bagged her up.
Where was Ghislaine Maxwell during all... Oh, she's in prison. Yeah. Couldn't have been her, could it? But oh, they're releasing the Epstein list.
Yeah.
Have you seen that?
That's coming. Yeah,
that's going to be fun, isn't it?
Apart from three people who have no connection, that still seems a bit weird, doesn't it? There's three people's names who have been redacted, and I mean redacted, because they have no... what's the word? Like...
Involvement?
Connection to it. Yeah, but I don't really understand
well,
it. Their names are still...
Why release that... the list? How can you release a list and take people off it?
But there's three people who
So
how's it come about that they're releasing the list?
So do you not think that
anyway?
The three redacted names are the super powerful people that have said, all right,
that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, we can
that's
release it as long as I'm not on
Cause,
it.
Yeah, because I would go... Oh, yeah, no... Although, do I want to, I don't really want to be guilty by association. All I was doing was...
Fucking young girls.
Serving the canapes and condoms.
Yeah.
But so why are they coming out then? Why is the list coming out? How's that happened?
It's all part of it, isn't it? It's all part of it. They think you... Oh, it's all part of it. It's all part of it. The
is
psyop.
It all part of it?
Yeah, they think you're not going to release it. Then you do, and then it placates you, but the three names are off, and you think, well... The three names on it are obviously the most incriminating. It might be like Klaus Schwab.
Yeah, you think so.
Yeah, it's going to be Klaus Schwab, Rothschild.
Bill Gates.
No, yeah, bigger than that, bigger than that, bigger than that. But,
bigger than that?
Yeah, bigger than that. If you know who they are, they ain't nothing. Now, you know that. Every conspiracy theorist worth his salt.
Like Johnny Schweschmeister.
Klaus Schwab is the
Schwabby.
Klaus Schwab is the puppet on the hand of the bloke what's actually pulling the strings.
Schwab, he did Peanuts, didn't he?
Oh, no, that was Charles Schultz, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah, Schultz.
Yeah. So I love Norwich, but I've got a bone to pick with Norwich, and it's car-related.
Oh, is it difficult to get the...
Well, I had the permit. It's non-refundable.
Oh,
it's non-refundable, non-transferable,
so you've got to get a new permit?
Yeah.
Is it year-to-year, at least? Tell me
well,
that.
Well, it is. I've paid a year on my new car because to touch wood. I made this frame. You can't see that. This is my TV where I'm going to... This is where it's all going to happen soon. I bought a month because it expired. And that's what sort of lit a fire under me to change the car. I was like, well, look, my car had done 190,000.
I can't believe you can't... you can't get
so
your
if
money
I
back.
Wrote my car, I've just paid for a year. It's like 80 quid, I think.
You can't change the number.
Yeah, so if I wrote my car off, I've lost that. You've got that's insane. Or bought a new car like I have. But I only lost a month. They go, oh, it's going to be £16 for an admin fee to change it for the 1 month. And I was like, well, fuck that. Because I'll just buy the whole year.
Yeah.
It would be 16 quid for 1 month or 76, whatever it was, for the whole year. So anyway, I've lost the month. I think that's outrageous.
I agree.
You can't
with you.
Change your car. If I ripped my car off, you also lost your permit money. And it's like, you just change the fucking details, you fucking cunt. And he's like, I can't. I didn't say that. It wasn't even me on the phone. It was her.
Here's the thing. Because it's Christmas, I'll tell you this as well. So we had a... This is really boring, but we had...
Sounds great.
My son went to hospital and had some treatment. Mm. And then they sent us... the results of the treatment. So that was in September. I say September 3rd. And October the 3rd, they sent us a thing saying, oh, here's the sort of paper copy of your results, which we'd already had over the phone. Then we received a bill for the next year because you pay the excess yearly. And so I was like, well, no, you already told us the results. You happened to send a letter a month later into what was the new year. October the 1st was the new year. You've sent us that bill intentionally, like 6 weeks after it happened, so that you could get another year's worth of money. Mm. And I've had to argue that.
You've got to argue. One thing I've learned, more than ever, you've got to argue everything. You've got to stand up for yourself now because they're all taking
the
piss.
We can question things. Look at the...
They're taking the piss. Everyone's taking the piss.
Look at the Mac thing. How come your Macs are more expensive than curries? Well, they're not if you look here.
Around, haven't you? I'm really hydrated, by the way. Can I just say I've got a... You'll be able to see this. The listener will be able to watch. A viewer.
Fully hydrated.
I've got like a... Probably 2.5-3 litre bottle of water. Like a flagon of water.
Flagon. Have you ever had a flagon of mead? I know you're dry now.
I have had a flagon of mead. When I was at Nottingham, they had the Robin Hood experience.
Hooters.
Yeah, right. Hooters. I'd have sucked on a Milkers. Hooters is a weird phenomenon, isn't it? Like, yeah. What's one thing I'm not that fussed about when I'm eating chicken wings as a boner? I don't understand why you'd want to be aroused at mealtime.
Are you going to suck your bones off, sir?
Yeah, I'm going to jump your bones, you fucking slut. It's not her fault that's she works at Hooters, is it? Why did I say that?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's just natural, isn't it?
So do you remember at Halloween I said that there was those fucking cunts in the gym, women that dressed up in witches' costumes?
Yeah,
what they were dressed up in on Friday?
Werewolves.
Yeah, were you there?
Ghosts.
No, they were dressed up in a sexy,
it wasn't Halloween.
Sexy Santa, a miniskirt outfit with a short skirt.
And were they filming, or is it just for their own?
So there's this little clique in there, and they're older. I say older.
Charlotte Ramsey's.
But older.
Absolute
Charlotte
Ramsey's.
And I swear to God, Ash, like, all they do is fucking cackle like hyenas. Like, it's literally every sentence.
Can you give me a cackle? Can we hear a cackle?
So, like, when whatever sentence they're saying, that like, they're all just, it's like the I mean, what are the chances that everything they say is the funniest thing of all time? I feel like going on.
Have you got a friend like that?
Excuse me, I'm not just a Muppet off the street. This is my business. Can I just ask what's so fucking funny that every single time one of you says anything, all three of you laugh for 45 seconds? Or are you just cunts that are trying to... Because I don't believe that your strike rate is off the charts. Do you know what I mean? It's 100%. Yeah. Every single utterance is met with hysterical laughter. I'd like to know what's going on here, please.
I'm lucky to have a friend that's like that. He laughs. I think my video might have frozen, so that's exciting for the viewer at this point.
It doesn't matter. We'll just click over to me and they can listen. Then no one's going to watch this shite anyway. But if you're listening to this on the main channel, and this isn't going out on YouTube, this is on Patreon. So for $1 a month, you can watch. I mean, you can see my gym outfit. This is an XXL Oaks Fitness vintage T-shirt, which is from the Ultimate Gangster Roid Boy gym in Ipswich. On Oak Street, Oak's Fitness T-shirt. You can't get these anymore. And like, someone gave me that, and I used to fill it better than this. But you know, what day is it today? Christmas
Day, 25th.
What did I say? 15. So 16, 17, 18, 19, 18 or 19 days sober, killing the game.
Well done.
Leaning
congratulations.
Out, getting my face back. The jaw's coming back. Not that
the
I'm
green's
vain.
Going away.
The yellow's gone. I mean, this isn't the best light, but I mean, I was super yellow everywhere. It's reduced down to a little bit of yellow on the cheeks. I don't know if you can see, but definitely skin feels smooth. It was feeling a bit matted, like a crushed velvet. I bought a new sofa. Did I tell you that?
You didn't tell me that.
Got to pick that up from Bishop Stortford on. I picked that up from Bishop Stortford on Saturday. And but anyway, enough about this stuff. We don't want to talk about the negative people at the gym. We don't want to talk about the negativity of the new recipe of the magic tree. Or I've got an anomaly. By the way, the remedy was I've put it in the boot. I've hung it in the boot. So I'm getting a I'm clever like that. Think of lateral thinking. I'm getting a nice subtle smell of new car scent. But my trainers are going to smell of new car because I keep all my gig trainers. I've got three pairs.
New trainer smell.
I keep three pairs of trainers in my boot at all times. So when I get to a gig, I open the boot and I go,
you can choose.
Do I want to wear the white Air Force Ones, my yellow, blue, white Air Force Ones, and now I've got a pair of Nike Blazer high tops. And also the trainers I'm wearing. So I've actually got four options. I'm getting a bit gay. I'm not allowed to say that, am I?
Yeah, it's Christmas.
Yeah, I can say what's gay. There's a little Christmas gay for you. I've thought of a new game, a new feature. That's a Christmas present. And I've only got one example, but next week has got to be your example.
Okay.
Synopsis of a film, but from a supporting character's point of view and how it changes the film.
Lovely. Very good idea.
Millionaire likes exploiting an embarrassing sex worker.
Oh, is he the supporting? Is that Pretty Woman?
It's Pretty Woman. Think of it from his point of view. It's actually weird.
It is. Of course it's weird.
He finds a fucking streetwalker and he's like, oh, let's go to this fancy restaurant when you ain't going to know. It's like the Dinner Le Cons, really,
isn't it? He's an arsehole.
Yeah, he's an arsehole. So Charlie changes the
happy go lucky.
Not complex. What's the word? It means face as well. You know, what's that word? God, I can't think of it. Not complex. Like your face. What's that word? It means like the surface of something. God, I've fucking thrown a blank here. Do you know the word I mean?
No, I don't at the moment.
It's changes the whole...
context?
No, of the whole... Oh, man, I've completely... I'm normally good with
complexion.
Words. Complexion is the word I was looking for, but that's not right. I suppose it is, isn't it? Does it change the complexion of the film?
My video is actually going to stop any second, just so you know.
Well, we've done 25 minutes and it's Christmas.
It's been going one frame a minute.
It's been a wonderful year. Ash, I've enjoyed working with you. I must do, because we talk three times a week just on air. Never mind in IRL, as cunts would say. And thanks, listener. Our patron has crept up a bit, but it could go up quicker, but that's not your problem. You're patrons. We love you.
You've done it. You are. But are there people listening to this as a general audio podcast?
Yeah,
you're not. Yeah, come on, get on the Patreon. Just a dollar a month.
We don't know who. I think that there's. I know there's a lot of people in our industry that watch this or listen to this. I should say sorry, but they don't want us to know they listen because I know they listen. Because I'll be with a gig with someone and they'll sort of say something. I go, how the fuck do they know that? And I think, oh, they're little secret listeners.
Yeah,
no one wants to admit it because we are the dirty little secret, which I like. I like that. Yeah. That it's sort of like people go, I don't know why.
But we could be your dirty little secret and you pay a dollar a month.
But
that's
we won't
fine.
Out you and we don't even set up a fake account, you Nigerian prince. Yeah. That's the way to do it. But I like the fact that people like it enough to listen, but not enough to admit we're in that perfect.
Yeah.
It feels like your secret little thing, doesn't it? But look, for $4.50, you can get fucking three times as much content, twice as much. I don't know how that works. Yeah. If you go for
100% more.
No, it's more than that. 200%
more. 200%.
200%
more content.
Mm. For $1 a month, you get 100% more.
Incredible.
Yeah.
Actually incredible.
Mm. Well, if your video's really frozen, I don't know what to do. You could stop it and start it again, or do you want to just say... have a good boxing
well there. That's we'll stick this video out. This will be lovely for the viewing public, won't it?
So we carry on doing audio then for a bit longer.
I'll stop the video.
Stop my video. Merry Christmas, especially Yanis, Tofu, Sam the King, Ginger Elvis, the one that's a bit of a, what's his name from Kent, is a bit of a
Yasmin.
Yasmin definitely. Mr. Frog, how could I forget Mr. Frog? I've still got the empty, filthy smoke bottle as a souvenir of that very kind gesture. What's his name? He's a bit of a cunt from Kent. What's his name? He's always having a go at me. Jack? We love you all. I haven't left anyone out. Dave Moneybags Cooper, have you lost your job or something? Are you in hard times? I haven't seen a donation from you for a while. Come on.
This is outrageous.
What's that?
You can't beg for money from people just because they've given money before.
Well,
surely they're
not,
people you
not
shouldn't
asking
be
for any isn't working, is it? We've got maybe I've overcorrected. Look, someone sent us some money for Christmas. Who was that?
Oh, you're making me look now. We have shout them out.
Made you stare. You're our favourite. Dave Moneybag. I mean, Dave, you used to be our favourite. I mean, if you want to be our favourite again, you know what to do.
Dave has given us hundreds.
Yeah, but that's not thousands, is it? We need money. The thing is, I need some money, and I also need to find a new
Simon
air
Derry.
Yeah,
hello,
you're
Simon
best.
Derry. Thank
you're
you so
best.
Much, Simon.
Yeah. Good right, Simon. So I'm going to stop recording. Happy Christmas, if you believe in Christmas. If you're a Muslim or something. Whatever, Jewish or happy whatever. Happy holiday. Alright.
You stop videoing. Well done. What time to be alive?
Well, that was good, wasn't it? So now we can actually get down to the nitty gritty.
Yeah, now we've got rid of those video scum.
No, they're the best. So no, they're paid.
Yeah.
So listen to this.
Oh yeah.
Of MC. Right, I won't say where. I can't say where.
Can't or won't?
Won't. Okay. I've heard a story that an MC was at a gig. Might have been a cruise, might have been a holiday camp, might have been something like that, you know? Not corporate, but one of those things. Yeah. It was meant to be 16 plus, something like that. There was a child in.
Oh,
little
God.
Girl, right? MC does that trick. Oh, there might be some naughty words. Is that okay? The dad's like, yeah, that's fine. MC does a trick. I don't know if you've seen it. I've seen it before. Goes to the little girl with the microphone, goes into the crowd and goes, oh, does daddy say naughty words sometimes? Holds the microphone over. The girl's really nervous, just nods. Mm-hmm. MC goes, oh, what's his favourite naughty word? What's the naughtiest word daddy says?
Oh, I don't know this.
Everyone's going, ooh, this is funny. This is sort of awkward. Oh, no wedding. No, no, go on. What's the... She's looking at her dad. Dad's going, yeah, go on, say it. The MC holds the microphone to the girl's lips and she says... Well, she doesn't say this. She says the N-word. She says the N-word. The actual word.
What?
The N-word comes out of her little
mouth.
And what
does the dad do?
I don't know. I didn't hear that part, but that was the part I heard.
That's
I mean, that's gig over, right?
It's really funny, for sure. I mean, it's not. It's horrible.
No, that's funny. No, it could be horrible and funny.
It is funny.
They aren't mutually exclusive.
I need to know that was that happened to, because I love it.
Yeah, I'll tell you after. I'll tell you the ins and outs of that. I'll tell you the ins and outs of that afterwards.
Never assume that you are in control. That's the thing I've learned, really.
Never work with
Never
animals
assume.
And children.
That's true.
An adult would know not to have said that.
Yeah.
That's no filter, which you like about children, but also you've just outed, that's bad.
Yeah, I guess it probably hasn't affected their lives whatsoever, but it'll affect my life if I was the MC.
I think it has. I think if I had ever said that word and one of my children outed me, even though it'd be my fault, I mean, she was about 6 or 7, I still would hold that against them forever that they did that to me. Even though, do you know what I mean? I think that would cause a rift between.
That'd
me
be a thing that was mentioned forever, wouldn't it? That is getting mentioned
every
forever.
Christmas. That's the sort of thing where they go, remember when I said that? You go, no, that didn't happen. No, I'll just pretend that didn't happen. It's like when have you ever had it when a kid walked in on you?
On no, the it's nest, never happened.
On the nest.
Never happened.
And you don't go, oh, you just pretend it didn't. You just go, oh, back to bed. You're pushing your donger down. Back to bed. That's a good boy. Back to bed.
No, never happened.
And then they
me.
Go, what were you
honestly,
doing? You go, I wasn't doing anything. You're just dreaming. Get back in bed. You do that. You don't
you're
go,
fighting,
well.
You're fighting, mummy.
Come sit down. I was fucking slinging dick like a savage. Let's make sure that everyone at school hears that version of events. I heard my mum wailing and screaming. I thought she had a handcuff. I've never heard anyone scream like it. Tell everyone at school that.
The most popular dad at school.
Yeah.
At the gate.
Yeah. Especially with them. That's the thing. When I became a house husband in 2000, whenever it was.
When I become a household name.
When I stayed at home. When I gave up roofing to do comedy / bring up the kids.
Gave up roofing to do rooting.
Roofing to be it. Roofing. When I gave up roofing to roof rooms, roof comedy clubs, roofed it. Everyone's like, oh, the yummy mummies. And I was like, they're all fat because they've just had kids.
Like, oh, come on.
Well, you're fat, but you've had kids ages ago.
So, yeah, I haven't lost my baby weight yet.
Your baby weight? It's not the weight you've had since you were a baby. That's different, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah, just a lifelong tough.
And I'm going back to my baby hair now as well, which is good.
Baby.
Sort of wispy bits at the front. Still got some of that baby hair.
Oh, dear. Do you remember Jimmy Somerville? He had like a baby. He was like a little baby. Was it? Yeah. I still think that was...
I've still got my baby dick to grow out, you know?
I think Jimmy Somerville went to gay conversion and got converted straight and became Ian Hislop. But they're not different people, are they?
They were the same person.
They're the same
definitely.
Little funny Casper the Ghost Tintin-headed mofos, aren't they?
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad we cleared that up.
Very, yeah, very similar.
That whole yummy mummy thing, such a myth, isn't it? All yummy. Like, what? No? I'm more into their daughters. I'm not. I'm just saying. It's like, what's...
I don't see them anymore. I never get to see them.
MILF's
I never get to see
a weird,
the mums.
Weird whole thing, MILF. Like...
Why do they have to have produced a child for you to want to do them? Or is it just an age range, really?
No, it's more of a... I think it's more of a...
What's the difference between a MILF and a cougar?
Well, a cougar is sexually predatory, I believe. I believe a cougar is a prowler that only wants young men. When a MILF is meant to be all sort of... You know, like when they have these, like, the top 50 sexiest women list, there's always like a news reader on there because she's the sleeper, the one that's under the radar. Like, obviously you've got the women that stick their ass out and, you know, like, over the years.
I mean, your Vordermans.
There's always the one that's a bit frumpy, or the Fiona Bruce, the one that you think's just your one and no one else has noticed her. Like, actually, Susanna Reid, or for me, back in the day,
how
Lorraine
Kelly.
How do you
know these people?
Because I masturbate like fuck to newsreaders, mate. So I like a matching twin set.
What's that mean?
We don't know what a twin set is. It's like, you know, a woman that's got the matching sort of like a suit, but for a woman, like the skirt and the sort of like top match. You know, the Queen always wore a twin set. She was famous for wearing twin sets. Like, it'd be like, it would be like a green suede, like a jacket with no collar and in a skirt. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you mean.
All right, well,
I just never heard it.
Well, you
know
what
I mean?
I've never
heard of it called a twin set before.
If you know what I mean, how come you didn't know what I meant?
Well, I didn't know what a twin set was until you explained it to me.
But you've never looked at that and thought, what's that called? Like, you must have seen thousands of twin sets in your life. You never go, what's that called? You're not curious.
I just thought it was a dress suit.
A dress suit? Okay, so you've heard the expression dress suit before, have you?
No.
So why weren't you curious enough to ask?
I guess I've never been interested in women's
fashion. Well, I'm interested in everything. Why would you not be interested in women's fashion? That's misogynistic. Oh, what, you think women should be naked and barefoot in the kitchen? I see. So anyway...
Well, no, not barefoot. I don't like the thought of a heel
bone. I don't like that. What was that
pregnant
and barefoot expression? Have you heard that? Pregnant. My women pregnant and barefoot. It means you've...
Never heard that either.
I think it's an American expression meaning... You want a subservient woman who's like, you've put one in her and she can't go out because she ain't got no fucking shoes. I don't know what it means.
Sounds about right.
You've ever been pregnant and barefoot? I'm doubting if I have. Oh, I've thought of a very positive thing at Christmas. Positive
eggnog?
Spin.
Eggnog? Is that alcohol free? Eggnog?
You
or
can't
that
have that. I can't have it because of the alcohol. You can't have it because of the egg. So between us, Christmas is a washout. Just think.
What are you going to drink? Just water. Just some lovely, delicious Christmas water.
No, I've been having coffees later than I used to. Like, I'll have
cranberry juice.
Early evening, I'll have a black coffee. No, I don't drink cranberry juice, Ash. Jesus Christ.
Christmas.
No, because
it's Christmas
sugar. I am going to have roast potatoes for Christmas Day later. I've decided that I'm going to have roast potatoes.
Lovely. Are you going to watch Only a couple. Tabbing McTat?
What's that?
It's a cartoon.
No.
It'll be on Christmas.
No. I'm going to watch Christmas Story. Have you ever watched that? When a kid gets the air...
No, what's that?
The kid gets the air rifle. I won't spoil it.
Did he kill a reindeer?
No, he wants a BB gun, as Americans call it, which stands for ball bearing, which I didn't realise until too late in my life. BB gun means ball bearing gun. Did you know that?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Oh, but you don't know what a twin said. They're just trying to get one back, ain't you? Just admit it. I know more than you.
So what happens? He gets a ball bearing gun.
I'm not going to spoil it. He shoots himself in the eye with it. The whole film is you'll shoot your eye out and he goes outside and shoots something and it bounces back and hits him in the eye.
Why isn't he wearing goggles?
Well, he's got glasses on.
He goes through the glasses.
There's one thing where he goes manic and beats the local bully to a pulp, but to the point where, oh, you're now the baddie. Like, he top mounts him and just smashes the fuck out of him. You should
like
watch
Paddy
it.
The Baddie.
Yeah, like Paddy the Baddie, except not as annoying.
He won, didn't he? Yeah. He won a fight. Did you win your bet? Did you win your Christmas
lost
bet?
Lost three. Bet three, lost three. I'm down to
Did
£8.
Did you bet
pounds.
On Paddy the Baddie?
No, I bet against him. Otherwise, I'd have won, Ash, wouldn't I? How did that make sense?
I didn't know if you were betting on that fight. I didn't know.
Well, I wouldn't have bet on him, though, would I? And I won.
should have bet on Paddy Pimblett.
Yeah, I know, I should have. That's the thing about it. If they let me put bets on the day after, I'd be fucking well up. But they don't. You got
why
to do it
before. Did you? Why would you ever go against him?
Because I hate him. And also, do you? Tony Ferguson.
I can't tell whether I hate him or not.
Can I say what happened with my bets on this one? I adopted a different strategy. I normally look within myself.
Because you'd won all your other ones.
I know, but I bet on the odds. I bet on all long shots. And I was like, one of them's got to come in. And I'd worked it out. So if one, I structured it so that if one of the long shots came, I bet a fiver on against Paddy. I bet a fiver on Tony Ferguson to beat Paddy. And I bet a tenner on, tenner on Wonderboy to beat Rachmaninoff, whatever it's called. And then I bet a tenner on, I bet against Leon Edwards on the strength of the press conference because Colby Covington insulted
him. Well, that's why I would have bet. I don't like UFC, as you know, but I would have bet for Paddy the baddie, Paddy McGuinness, I nearly said.
The bloke he was fighting has lost six in a row, but I just thought. But the odds the odds were such that I put a fiver on. No, but listen, I put £5 on Tony Ferguson, but if it had won, I won like £29, and that would have covered the other two bets. And if one, I bet three bets, and they were all long shots. But if one of them won, I would have been up. I tried to bet.
If you've
that
lost
way.
Six fights in a row, you've got to stop.
Yeah, but I know. Yeah, no, he has. But he won the most. He had the longest win streak ever, I think. And then he went to
but
fight
he,
for the
he
title.
He lost in the chat, the press conference. He said, you're whinging because I blocked you on
Insta.
You little baby. And then Paddy the baddie said, why are you even following me on Instagram?
Why are you even following me, lad? What that this new Scouse thing? They didn't used to say lad as much as they do now, do they?
Yeah, it does take the
they piss. Did they say lad that much in the... like?
He had his hair in cornrows. Which, you're not allowed to pull hair, are you?
No, of course you ain't.
So why would he have to have his hair in cornrows? Also, there's something I did want to ask about it, actually.
Go on.
There's a technical question about UFC that I wanted to ask. So a few times, because I saw the highlights of that fight, there was a few times where Paddy has sort of mounted the guy and he has a free hand.
Mm.
He seems to have a free hand. But instead of punching the guy in the face, he seemed to sort of be pressing his face.
Mm.
Like, I'm thinking you could be hitting him here, but what he's doing is he's sort of using his forearm to almost rolling pin the guy.
Mm.
What? Why would you not be punched? Is that a thing that they do?
Floor, it's very hard to get enough traction to cause actual damage unless you've got separation. So separation is when you posture up, they call it. So So what the old school will do is they'll put their hand over your mouth and nose to affect your breathing to get you to tire out.
You can do that, can you?
Yes and no. It's a bit of a grey area. It looks like you're pushing their face down to get control, but you're doing it so they can't breathe. And also, you're trying to push their face down. So I'm guessing the instance, I can't remember the fight. I actually didn't watch the fight. I woke up, looked at all my bets, and thought, I'm not watching that. So Tony Ferguson could have him in full guard as he's pulling his head down onto him. So,
yeah, a little bit, I think so, maybe, yeah. But yeah. I don't think he was getting any punches in.
No, but punches on the floor isn't as devastating as it looks. It's the thing that you find most unpalatable when you're new to MMA, and I've certainly found it that way. But the leverage isn't the same as being on your feet, and they're kind of tippy-tappy arm punches. Some people can really ground and pound you and do a lot of damage. Like John Jones will throw elbows from there, and he did it to Brandon Vera and broke his orbital socket.
So I saw that again. What are the rules on that? Because he dropped a couple of elbows and then just stopped.
Yeah, he hasn't done it this fight, to be fair, but he's got a touch of the Ricky Hattons. He balloons up and gets massively fat in between.
I did see that.
So when you do that 2, 3, 4, I don't think he trusts his own cardio. So when he's in top position, you are technically winning the fight on terms of control.
There's so many times where I think there's no way out and they aren't even fazed by it. Like,
isn't
I saw it. He was in, he
life,
looked like he was
Roland?
In, he was in complete control and then got rolled. And I'm like, oh, he's done. And then the other guy sort of just goes,
I think
oh,
once
no,
you start to sort of notice that and start to appreciate that, that's when MMA becomes the best sport ever. Because when I first started watching it, I was like, oh, I like the, they used to call them sprawl and brawls. So brawling is obviously standing on your feet fighting. And a sprawl is when the other guy comes, shoots in and kind of tries to rugby tackle you. And a sprawl is where you sort of like put all your weight on him and then throw your legs back. So you sort of like do a belly flop.
Yeah.
So that's called a sprawl. So sprawl and brawlers, the best was Chuck Liddell, the Iceman. And all he wanted to do was stand on the feet and punch you. And if you tried to take him down, he would sprawl. So when I first started watching it, I was like, oh, well, I like boxing and I like MMA when they're punching and kicking each other because I know what that is. And then I started like getting as excited and thrilled by a successful sprawl because the one guy was trying to take Chuck Liddell down and Chuck Liddell would stuff the takedown. And I was like, yes, it's not going to the floor, that boring shit. Then I started appreciating that, the defense of the takedown. Then I started appreciating a takedown and going, well, that bloke took Chuck down. He's hard to take down. Then I started getting a little bit of knowledge and appreciation of the ground game. And then it's like the end of Usual Suspects when it all goes and it all clicks in and, oh, my God, I got it. I get it now. You get everything. And I was like, this is the greatest fucking sport ever. And then... well, when I got divorced, I didn't have BT Sport and I just stopped watching it. And then it's hard to keep, I don't know. But I don't watch it like I used to. I don't watch it at all, really. I used to fucking be fanatical about it. But I think you're on the cusp of really getting it. With the questions you're asking, I can see that they're...
I like it because they've got those nice tight trunks as well.
Yeah,
and you
like
can see that later.
They wear you can see their cup, can't you? It looks like they've got massive dicks and balls, doesn't it? Hey, here's my positive spin on a negative.
Yes, please.
In about 2 or 3 months, for the first time ever, Bruce Willis will be able to really enjoy the twist at the end of The Sixth Sense when he watches it.
Jesus.
Won't he? That's positive.
It's positive, is it?
Well, yeah, because you think you make the film and you can't...
Yeah,
you can't enjoy it, but he's going to really go, fucking hell, I was a ghost. That'd be brilliant.
Oh, whoa.
Oh, that's spoiled it for everyone listening.
Yeah. I watched it in the cinema. And
I remember when I watched the film. I remember when I watched it and I was like, a different film. And at the end, with my ex-wife, I was going, I can't believe it. He was a ghost all along. He was a fucking ghost when we watched Casper. Honestly, it blew my mind.
My friend, whoever I was with, said... I think he's dead. Like, about 10 minutes in. Like,
it's really obvious, actually. I watched a film the other day about a woman that did that Munchausen. Oh, don't
Munchausen by
this.
Proxy?
No, not by... Yeah, it was by proxy. I don't want to spoil it. I think I can't even tell you what it was because I've spoiled it now. It's about a woman and her daughter's in a wheelchair. Should I just say?
Yeah.
It's called Run. And the girl's paralysed. And the mum's, like, really controlling. But you don't realise she's controlling. And
she's controlling.
What happened was she had a stillborn and then nicked the baby from the hospital and then gave her these tablets that fucking made her legs not work.
Christ. How? How would she know what tablets did that?
I don't know. Google. Don't know. Yeah, it wasn't a good film. It's sort of far-fetched. Stupid. But, and then the twist was at the end.
And then she could, once she stopped the tablets...
Well, she really wanted to go to Washington State University and the mum was like, going, oh, there's no letter today. And then when the girl figures out what's going on, the mum locks her in the basement and she finds this shoebox of all the correspondence where she has got into Washington State University. But her mum's been hiding the letters because she doesn't want
to
be abandoned.
Stuff,
and
I feel a bit like that, my children.
I don't know. They can fuck right off. Sooner the better. Isn't it?
No.
The thing about the step-parenting is I have to be... I can't walk about with my cock out.
Yeah, that's a big one.
It's sort of like always having a house guest. You know when you...
When I say it's a big one, I don't mean...
Yeah, I know what you mean. I know what you don't mean, for sure. But, you know when you've got a house guest and you sort of can't quite relax? The step kids,
oh, they
the house
upstairs.
Guest. Yeah. I feel like he's a little house guest.
we've got pictures going up the stairs.
Yeah.
And I noticed the other day from the upstairs landing, you could see into the opening of the lounge. And I've definitely stood there and communicated with my wife whilst, like, my mother-in-law's been there and stuff. I wonder if it works the other way, whether you can see up to the top of the stairs.
Well, if you can see in the lounge and shit, is it through like a small window or something?
No, it's a reflection. Oh, through the door. Through the door of the lounge.
Well, it depends. And then, if it was a small thing and you can see in the lounge, they'd be able to see your face.
It is a small thing.
Right, it's a small thing. Oh. But if
oh, yeah, good point.
Do you see what I'm saying? Because that's your vantage point.
I'm going to have to set this up and just see. I have to get a life-size cut out of myself naked, put that at the top of the stairs, and then be in the lounge and look
at
it.
Just get your mother-in-law round and just say, can you see my cock and balls next time she's in the lounge? That's the only way to know, isn't
it? That'll work. That also works.
Yeah, that also
works. The only way.
I don't like having people in my house that don't live here.
No.
Can I say that?
Oh, no. Yeah.
You know when people come around and they don't live here? And you're like... Because I notice things about my house that I don't notice when they're not there. Like, oh, God, I still haven't put that skirting board on. Like, but when they're not here, that's just invisible to me.
There was a little bit of blue paint that I touched on the cove in. I mean, there's probably loads. But there was like...
But when someone's around, you notice it?
It drove me mad.
Why do we
point it out to them. Why I'd go, I'm aware of that, by the way.
But I wasn't until you came round, you fucking finicky cunt.
The person who hasn't said anything, hasn't commented on it.
Yeah, but still, you've...
You're looking at it, aren't you? You're looking at that bit of blue paint, aren't you?
What do you fucking think? I'm a mug? Get the fuck out. Coming around here insulting me in my own house. What?
I covered it. What's that noise? Yeah. Ever since I did a bit of plumbing, there's a bit of knock.
Yeah, there's a bit of knocking.
No, I'm talking about at my house.
Yeah.
Dunk. When you shut off the tap. Dunk. Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Did I do something? Probably.
Yeah, that's only just happened. Just only just started. That's what you're saying. That's only just started happening this morning.
Yeah.
Oh, that blue paint. Yeah, that got that this morning. You painted the lounge 2 months ago. What? Fuck off. Get out. No, you can't have any biscuits on a saucer.
Who's a little saucer?
Have a little saucer of biscuits. Can't eat your biscuit. Go have your biscuits off a little saucer, have you? Fuck off.
Is it not stop crumbs?
It's just you put biscuits, you put things on something when someone comes around, didn't they? Say you ate flapjacks. You go to Tesco's, you come back with a little plastic thing and the flapjacks, and you eat the flapjacks out of the thing. But when someone's here, you got to put it on a plate because you can't let them see the plastic that the flapjack came in. Why don't you fuck off?
Is this your part of your new hour?
This is my new hour. Oh, I'm going to put it on a plate. Can't see the packet. Let's put the crisps in a bowl. It's Christmas. Let's not... Oh, where did these crisps come from? They're in a bowl. Did you make them? No, they come out of a packet. Can't see the packet.
Are they
hand-cooked?
They hand-cooked
crisps. They're hand-cooked crisps. I put them in a handmade bowl. Do you eat them with your hands? Get the fuck out of my fucking life. Can't just take the lid off the salsa. Oh, no, that's got to go in a ramekin. But the jar without lid on is basically
is
ramekin.
Is the ramekin just a goo pot?
Don't put the hummus in the pot. Don't take the lid off the hummus. Can we get a teaspoon and make the teaspoon messy and the ramekin messy? So now we've got a messy ramekin and teaspoon and we've still got to fucking put the hummus in the fucking fridge. Oh, it's like everything's like it's got to be thrown out. The leftover salsa and the hummus, that can't go back in. That's got to go in the bin now. Just go away. I don't want Christmas anymore. Go away. I'm going to become a fucking Buddhist.
I'm a Buddhist.
I'm a Buddhist. That's what I'm going to be.
I like Buddhist.
Anyway, Merry Christmas, listener.
That. Oh, yeah, Merry Christmas, one and all.
If you've had to put a snack on a plate or some crisps in a bowl...
Or hummus in a ramekin,
or a dip
of course.
In a ramekin. If you've dipped your ramekin...
Depending on your beliefs...
Yeah.
It's Christmas time. Everyone can come together. Whether you're a ramekin, hummus guy.
I want you to know, if you've ramekined the dip, I sympathise and I feel your pain and you're a good person and I appreciate you've done it. But between us, you didn't have to do that.
That's, if you take anything away from this podcast.
Is that not a metaphor for my life? I don't want to ramekin a dip.
Oh, I don't want to ramekin your bumhole.
I don't want a ramekin.
We'll be back on Wednesday, listener, all being well.
Oh, fuck, the day after Boxing Day?
Yeah.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, one and all. It's been a lovely year. It's not the end of the year, but it's Christmas. It's been a lovely year from last Christmas to this Christmas. Last Christmas, Justin,
next
I
Christmas
gave you my heart.
Next Christmas is going to be... This year, we're going to... Next Christmas. This year, between this Christmas and next Christmas, it's going to be a better year. And next Christmas, we're going to be able to buy ourselves something fucking wicked because Dave Moneybags Cooper is going to send us a load of money.
Just leave Dave Cooper alone. He's done enough. He might be in financial...
I think he's out. I haven't even seen him in Discord forever. But Dave, come back. What did we do? What did we do? All we ever did was big you up.
Remember?
Yeah, what did we do? I need a piss. Can I go?
See you, listener. Thanks, Justin. I'll speak to you on Boxing Day. Boxing Day.
Merry Christmas, one and all, from Pranks and Firth. And have you been a good little boy?
Yes.
When you see little girlies, does your whatsits get all fun?
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Bye.